This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Those who have driven into or out of Montreal on the Champlain Bridge over the St. Lawrence River any time in the last few years could be forgiven for a certain amount of trepidation. The nearly 60-year-old structure was so unsound that it would have crumbled under its own weight if it hadn't been propped up by things like the 75-ton Superbeam installed in 2014. But alongside the old bridge, the promise of a new one has been taking shape for several years. And as of Monday morning at 5 a.m., traffic has begun to flow into the city on the new Samuel de Champlain Bridge. Joining us now from Montreal to talk about it is CBC journalist Isaac Olson. Isaac, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
I mentioned that traffic is flowing into the city, but note I didn't say out of the city, because so far the bridge is only open in one direction. But the southbound lane is supposed to open next Monday on Canada Day. Is that still on track?
As far as we know, everything's on track for opening up on Monday in the southbound direction. You can still get to the South Shore by taking the old Champlain Bridge until then.
All right. So people are going on two different bridges, depending on which direction they're going now. Can you still go northbound on the old bridge as well?
You cannot, because they basically had to shut down the bridge for a weekend and reconfigure the highway system, the on-ramps there, to get onto the new bridge.
You actually drove the bridge this morning, right? Was that your first time?
That's right. I drove it into work at 4:30 in the morning. Normally, I take the Jacques Cartier Bridge, which isn't so far away. And I got to tell you, it was quite the experience, a lot different than the old bridge. In fact, you're sort of looking down on the old bridge when you're up on this new one. That's a pretty tall structure.
I mean, you know, in some ways it's like it's a bridge. It's not that exciting. But for you, I wonder what it felt like, because not only is this something that you were doing professionally as a journalist, but you've watched this bridge develop for years. You've reported on it. And like many people, you know, this is something that has been highly anticipated. So did it actually feel special?
I think, actually it feels really special for a lot of people. For Montrealers especially, it feels like it's a project that sort of has a local project, a Quebec-born project, a Canada project. And for me, watching this bridge go up has been pretty interesting, crossing back and forth on the old bridge. We've been able to sort of watch this amazing 560-foot tall bridge get built. And by 560 feet, I mean the main pillar that supports the cable stay system. It's quite an amazing sight.
It has been amazing to watch it over the course of the development of the bridge, because you can see these pillars coming up out of the river, and then you can see the bridge being built piece by piece and crossing the river, and it's been really cool to watch. How much did it actually cost to build?
So right now, the cost is probably going to be hovering around $4.5 billion Canadian dollars, so that's about $3.4 billion U.S. dollars. There's still some negotiations and discussions going on between the signature on the St. Lawrence Consortium and the federal government of Canada as they try to sort out some of the late fees and some of the overage costs that have gone into this project.
Yeah, because this bridge was over time and over budget, which is not unusual for large infrastructure projects. But there was a fine that could be levied for every day that the bridge was not open past the deadline when it was supposed to be opened by. So what is that negotiation like? I mean, are those fines going to be levied?
Well, at this point, we don't know. Those negotiations are still ongoing. What we do know is that it was $100,000 per day for the first 7 days, $400,000 per day after that, and that was capped at $150 million. But so at this point, those discussions still need to happen, and we'll see where it goes.
And it was overdue by 6 months, right? I mean, it was supposed to open in December.
Right, December 2018, and it finally opened just last Monday.
So presumably they hit the cap long ago, and so the question just is how much of that cap will they actually have to pay? And this would be the construction firm and the construction, the sort of private industry, not the public, that would have to pay those fines?
That's right. That would be levied against the St. Lawrence Consortium. The argument right now is whose fault is it about these delays? Also, there was also weather factor. We're talking about Montreal here, so we don't have easy winters, and it can be pretty wet in the spring also. So those workers had a tough time out there. Some of them were putting in 10-hour days, 7 days a week, and so it was quite the project. I mean, 4 years for a project this magnitude is still pretty impressive by most industry standards.
And when you say of this magnitude, I mean, by some estimates, it's actually perhaps the largest publicly funded infrastructure project in North America?
Well, that's what the federal government is saying. Myself, I haven't gone around and verified that. North America is a pretty big place. But it is 2.1 miles long. So by comparison, the Golden Gate is 1.7 miles long. And it's a pretty long bridge that covers a pretty big distance. So it is definitely a large project. And it was much needed because we're talking about 159,000 vehicles per day that cross over this bridge. So it's a very busy bridge, the busiest in Canada.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that, because, I mean, this is actually a big deal, it sounds like, to have this bridge built. I mean, it was certainly necessary. The old bridge would have crumbled under its own weight if it hadn't been propped up. But it's also a big deal in terms of getting the flow into and out of the city, because it also involves a train system that is being built that will cross the bridge as well.
That's right. By 2021, the plan is to have the new REM electric train network running across the bridge. There's already a platform in the middle. So if you're looking at the new Samuel de Champlain Bridge, you can see the platform that's in the middle. They're going to be constructing the light rail system right over the bridge, and it's going to connect in Brossard on the south shore right to Montreal. And they're expecting about 11 million public transit users to be using that train system every year. So it's a very busy bridge, and we're talking about $20 billion in international trade goods going over that bridge every year as well, 50 million vehicles every year. And that train system is going to be an important part of getting people to work every day.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is to actually, if not reduce, at least sort of stem the tide of increasing numbers of cars having to travel into and out of the city every day.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
that system is going to connect directly to Montreal's public transit system.
One of the coolest things about this bridge that I can't wait to do is to walk it, because the old bridge, I don't think there was any pedestrian access, but there's actually pedestrian and bike access on the new bridge and lookout points where you can look across the city or watch the flow of traffic in the St. Lawrence. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, this morning I could actually see it as I drove by, looking at the cityscape in the background, and there's very clearly a nice wide pedestrian and cyclist path that's shared there with four lookout points looking right at the city. So if you enjoy that view from the old bridge, just wait until you see it from the new bridge, looking at the city and the Mont Royal in the background. It's quite the sight.
And Isaac, what is going to happen to the old bridge?
Eventually, it's going to be demolished, and that's a pretty big project. It's going to be dismantled carefully. They're going to recycle what they can. But it's got to come down. It's not usable anymore.
And why can't they just leave it up there?
Basically, because of all the drainage issues, the salt degradation on it, it's in bad shape, and it costs $7 million annually to maintain it. So it's just got to come down.
And there will actually be some kind of site remediation on the land, on the shoreline, where the old bridge used to attach, or still does at this point?
Yeah, there are plans to, you know, upgrade that whole area, make it a green space, and basically use some of that funding to clean up that whole waterfront area.
Isaac Olson is a reporter for the CBC in Montreal. Thanks for driving the bridge this morning out of your normal way, and thanks for talking with us about it,
right.
Isaac.
Thank you very much.